Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fallen Angel surprised me because by then Bronze was with Chrysalis, and I remember vividly taking it to Chrysalis, and they had one of these big meetings where 20 people turn up and you play the record to them, and they actually clapped after some tracks, so they must have liked something there, but I didn't think it was that good.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day, Uriah Heep, and somehow we survived yesterday listening to Innocent Victim, and we made it. We made it through. Please, Uriah Heep, help us recover with your 12th album, Fallen Angel, released in 1978. The third album with a consistent lineup. We've still got singer John Lawton. Once again, very embarrassing cover artwork, including a nip slip. Nick Box described the album as too poppy. All Music Guide called the album too eccentric to fit the bill of an AOR record. Also, I think Ken Hensley is not getting along with the rest of the band. I think they're fighting over credit and money. And Ken Hensley is insisting on getting more writing credits and stuff like that. I think it's really Mick Box and Ken Hensley who are the founding members. Well, sort of. I mean, Ken, you know, Mick Box really founded the band. But, you know, now that David Byron is gone, it's really a power struggle, I think, between Mick Box and Ken Hensley. Also, another tidbit is the constant presence of John Lawton's wife on tour led to him getting fired. So that's an interesting and kind of a familiar dynamic. You know, just watch Spinal Tap, right? All right, so John Lawton's going to be out after this album. Hopefully he redeems himself on this record. Because although he did good stuff with Lucifer's Friend, he has not been good for Uriah Heep. Please redeem yourself, John. Let's find out. Fallen Angel kicks off with a song called Woman of the Night, written by Mick Box, John Lawton, and Lee Kerslake. Alright, at least this sounds like Deep Purple or something and not the Eagles. Like the, you know, like some of that more recent shit. They drop the ball in the chorus, which Uriah Heep seem to do a lot, but this isn't terrible. You know, so, hey. We couldn't really say that about most of the songs on the previous couple albums. We'll be right back. Song number two, Falling in Love. It's a rock song, not a Doobie Brothers song, but it's not a well-written rock song. Simple and flat and not very good. Third song on the album, One More Night, parentheses, Last Farewell. Uh-oh. Pretty crappy boogie rock, paint by numbers. The kind of song a bar band would be playing like in the background in an 80s movie on Cinemax. So, you know. Up next, Put Your Lovin' on Me, written only by John Lawton. You know, I see a song with that title and it's not going to be good. And it's not, it's going through the motions. It's like a bad Boston song. And, you know, I like some Boston songs, but some Boston songs I really do not like. And this is like one of the Boston songs that I don't like. Side one ends with a song called Come Back to Me by Lee Kerslake and Ken Hensley. Another of those, you know, obvious ballads from Uriah Heep that just do not really hit the mark. So, you know, we've learned on these episodes that I'm not really into Uriah Heep ballads. They're not as bad as Uriah Heep soft rock or Doobie Brothers songs, but...
Alone again, I feel so alone again. With this emptiness, I just can't hide. With a broken heart, see the tears run down my face.
Everything I had is gone.
Everything is gone.
Loneliness
still lingering on.
Everything I got lost for was mine.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
All right, let's flip the record over and hope it gets better. Side 2 kicks off with a song called What Do You Say? Not good, soft rock. Second song on side two, Save It. Boogie Rock, Nothing to Offer, Doobie Brothers chorus, awful. Third song on side two, Love or Nothing. No. Fucking Yacht Rock or the Eagles, really bad. John Lawton wrote the next song. What's it gonna be? Wait a minute. This is actually a Uriah Heep song. Holy shit. A bludgeoning hard rocker. Finally, a song I like. Nice harmonies, great verse, punchy chorus, even a good bridge. This song is a home run, and it was written by John Lawton. It seems like it's been a few albums, but finally, another great song from Uriah Heep, I'm Alive. How strange when you know the feeling that something ain't right. You're fooled by the need of being. You're blind to the light. Don't ask where the stranger leads you. He'll show you the way. Just go out and make your conquest. You've something to say. let's hear how this album ends. It ends with the title track, Fallen Angel. Oh no. Pretty lame. Not a good song. But I'm Alive is fucking great. So we did get a great song, finally. Not a great album. In fact, a bad album. But best song we've heard in a while from Uriah Heep called I'm Alive. Best song in 5 albums. Hopefully we'll get more I'm Alive type material on the next album, Conquest. Let's find out tomorrow.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.